Kyle Strachilla is a crop protection field sales representative for Bayer Crop Science. He covers the Columbia Basin and Northern Columbia Plateau in Washington State. He's a salesman, but he's also an expert on his products. So weed farmers, information on weeds or weed prevention, listen up. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
Something that I'm a big proponent of is making sure we're mixing up chemistries and mixing up modes of action. So for grassy herbicides in particular, I know group twos are common effective chemistry for spring application to help manage problem weeds such as downy brome, but there is resistant downy brome in the area. So something that I like to recommend is using a group 15 application in the fall. It's just going to help the grassy weed performance in the fall if you do come back in with a group 2. In terms of tank mixing, something I recommend in fallow applications is glyphosate. Roundup is still a really popular product for us and it's widely used, but RT3 in particular doesn't work as well alone as it used to. So best recommendation is to tank mix something in with that glyphosate when applying it, particularly in a summer fallow, to help make sure that we aren't developing resistance when we are spraying glyphosate multiple times a season.
What about availability?
It's no secret in the industry that glyphosate is on tight supply, not only with our own branded glyphosate, RT3 and PowerMax, but also generic glyphosate. It seems like everybody in the industry is just having supply challenges in one form or another.
So talk to Kyle. He tells me he can help you out. Produced by the Ag Information Network.